Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, it's 69 degrees.
We're expecting partly sunny skies, a slight chance of an afternoon shower, high near 73.
Michelle Obama says if you drink one more glass of plain water each day, you will notice a real difference in your health and energy level. First Lady brings that message to Watertown this afternoon, where she'll join the Partnership for a Healthier America as its honorary chairwoman in kicking off a national campaign called Drink Up. Partnership for a Healthier American president and CEO Lauren Soler says it's a positive message not intended to bash the competition.
Every participating company has agreed to only encourage people to drink water, not focus on what people shouldn't drink and not even talk about why they may feel their type of water is better than another. It's just drink more water.
The First Lady will be at Watertown High School 2:30 this afternoon.
The former Random Lake School District employee charged with stealing hundreds of computer tablets has been bound over for trial. 33-year-old Mark Utsby of Milwaukee waived his preliminary hearing in Sheboygan County Court yesterday. Utsby faces two theft charges for taking around 500 tablets from the district, plus several dozens that were donated by a Random Lake business worth around $180,000. According to the criminal complaint, Utsby resigned his position late last month, one day before the tablets were discovered missing. When law enforcement asked him about the missing items, he said he sold them on Craigslist so that he could give the money to several people he felt were worse off than he was.
Also from the courts, a Sheboygan Falls man has been sentenced to prison for an incident that occurred in the city of Sheboygan nearly 2.5 years ago. 28-year-old Jacob Odekirk has been sitting in the county jail since his arrest in March of 2011. He had entered a home on Indiana Avenue and cut a male occupant with a knife and threatened the female occupant. He said at the time he'd been hired to silence her. He later fled the home with the woman's cell phone. Odekirk appeared this week before Judge Angela Sukevich and was sentenced to 4 years in prison, but was given credit for the nearly 3 years he has spent in the county jail.
Emergency officials in Colorado expect the death toll to rise as they reach outlying communities cut off by widespread flooding. Two deaths are being reported in the Boulder area and another in Colorado Springs after torrential rains overnight. At a morning news conference, Boulder County Sheriff Joe Peely said he anticipates rescue crews may discover more victims as the day goes on.
President Obama says he is hopeful about progress on a diplomatic solution on Syria. Opening a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president cited Secretary of State John Kerry's Geneva meetings with his Russian counterpart this week. Possible U.S. military strikes in Syria right now on hold, while the U.S. and Russia talk over a Russian proposal to have Syria put its chemical weapons stockpiles under international control.
Opponents and proponents of raw milk testify at the Capitol. The pros and cons of raw milk played out during a Capitol hearing yesterday. Vince Haunt is a dairy farmer who backs on-farm sales of unpasteurized milk.
The average, ordinary Wisconsin citizen can be entrusted with the freedom to choose the food they put into their own mouth. I encourage you to trust your citizens.
While dairy farmer Chris Pollock opposes
it. As a dairy farmer, I can tell you I feel it is morally irresponsible for us to hide behind a contract releasing us of any liability when the medical world has long established that pasteurization would have made our product safer.
The bill from State Senator Glenn Grothman and Representative Chris Deno has drawn opposition from healthcare groups and the state's dairy industry.
An Adel woman was seriously injured, the result of an intersection collision in the village of Adel yesterday afternoon. Sheriff's Department said it happened about 1 o'clock at the intersection of Edgewood Avenue and Seifert Street. An SUV driven by 35-year-old Kelly Jo Rafke of Random Lake pulled out from the stop sign there and collided with a car driven by 29-year-old Katie Wilson of Adel. Wilson suffered severe injuries and was taken to Aurora in Grafton for treatment.
The city of Milwaukee could soon be using cheese brine to combat snow and ice-covered roads. We get more from Eric Grillers.
14th District Alderman Tony Zielinski says the move would partially be about saving some cheddar.
We have an opportunity to reduce cost, help the environment, and help eliminate waste that would be put in a landfill.
If the plan is implemented, the city would use liquid cheese brine to activate the rock salt this winter. Polk County also recently made the change and has used 30% less salt over the last 4 years. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
A timber company was the main victim of the massive wildfire in northwest Wisconsin in mid-May. Lime St. Croix Company said it incurred over $1 million in damage when most of its 5,200 acres in Douglas County were torched in that blaze. Executive Sean Ross said the land was not insured for fire damage. That blaze blackened 7,400 acres, destroyed 17 homes, and caused dozens of people to evacuate. largest forest fire in Wisconsin in 33 years. Well, this week, State DNR said it would bill the Raydor Logging Company of Rib Lake for the estimated $630,000 it cost to fight that wildfire. Sparks from one of that company's logging machines started the blaze.
A lighting manufacturer plans to move from northern Illinois to Kenosha County, bringing 400 jobs to the Badger State. Media reports say Canal Manufacturing is leaving Gurnee, Illinois, and will be building a larger factory and headquarters facility west of Kenosha near I-94. Canal makes specialty lighting equipment for places like schools, prisons, and hospitals. Kenosha County is providing $1 million in economic incentive grants.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
There is a slight chance of an afternoon shower, otherwise partly sunny. High near 73, cooling down to the 60s the next few days.
Ooh, it's going to be quite a change. Right now, 69 degrees, a little bit of a transition. Nice and warm, but not as warm as yesterday. WHBL News Time now, 12:06, as we get back to Rush.